time to spend an evening with me.
It's a very strange feeling because you don't, when it kind of happens, it just jumps on you. It's just, it's a very special feeling. You can't describe it.
I don't think I can put it into words, really. We never agree on anything, but we just, you know, we agree on the fact that we never agree, and we love each other, and yeah, we just get along in a special way.
Love is about trust, it's about sex, and it's about having fun with another person.
I don't know, I just think, like, every time you see the person, like, they make you happy, sort of thing. Just like the way you see them, like, they make your life better.
Everyone talks about love and how wonderful it feels to find that special someone. But do they really know what lies behind the whole process of falling in love? When sparks fly between two people, making them feel electric and aroused by one another, we are quick to say that there is chemistry between them. And it's actually true. Chemistry is what determines why we fall in love. It seems like it's time to say goodbye to the conception that love happens when lovers get struck by Cupid's arrows. Scientists can now tell us that love is all in our mind or brain, fueled by chemicals and chemistry. A substance called
phenylethylamine,
or P for short, is the love chemical that have held our hormones responsible for our feelings of love. P is a natural amphetamine with the same effects as the drug and contributes to make you feel like you're on top of the world and gives you strength and energy to stay up all night talking to a new love.
You can't think about anything else. You try to do stuff, you just start giggling for no reason. You're just happy constantly. You can't think about anything else.
Love is all around.
You just feel like the chemistry happen when you, like, see this person and stuff like that.
If you're still out there looking for the feeling of love, there are ways to go about without meeting that special someone. Chocolate has proven to contain stimulating amount of P, so while you're waiting for your love of a lifetime, indulge yourself with chocolate.
And it gives me something, you know, similar to love, like, because it's, I don't know, it's so sweet and it's so, it's really good. And
when I eat chocolate, you get an instant buzz. It's like when you see somebody you like, there's an instant there.
You have a need and you just eat chocolate. It's the same thing with love, I think, if you have a need for love.